What type of leader does the government need now and in the future? We asked that in our latest installment of Fixing the SES. Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp spoke with Shelley Metzenbaum. Metzenbaum previously was the Office of Management and Budget's Associate Director for Performance and Personnel Management. She's now president of the Vocal Alliance, which together with the Senior Executive Association, is tackling this question.
The challenge is to get the senior executive service to be, I'll use the old the line, all that it can be, right? You have terrific people there, and I think one of the reasons that the Volcker Alliance reached out to the Senior Executive Association to create this Dean's List, this Distinguished Executives Alumni Network, sort of no one had assembled the Presidential Rank Award winners in the past, is it was a starting point for getting a group who could start to say, here are some issues that need to be taken on, and we can take them on. We are the Senior Executive Service. So I think there is getting the Senior Executive Service to actually take on specific challenges and fix them. And I think a second thing is getting more people within the Senior Executive Service, and I actually don't know the data on this, but I think one of the things that's important is to get them to have more of a breadth of experience outside their own organizations, whether it's other parts of government or even preventing conflicts of interest in the private sector, and then coming back in so that they've been able to see different experiences and learn from those and apply them to serving the public.
You said you didn't have the data on that, but you clearly have a feeling. Upon which is that feeling based? Is it part your experience at OMB?
It's partly my experience at OMB, my experience elsewhere, my knowledge of a number of people in senior executive service.
How do you see them approaching issues compared with how you would like to see them approaching issues?
Well, so, you asked, is it my experience at OMB? I think that if you have folks who have worked in government agencies and not just in their budget shops, who really know the experience of running a program and being on the program management part of the world, and then get to a senior level position in OMB and understand the timing and the kinds of questions that get asked and answered, and you can start to build really constructive, productive relationships. And I just think that that's true for almost everybody. You get more innovative when you have different experiences and different knowledge sets coming together. And I think that we ought to expect that of our SES. In fact, I would argue that you shouldn't be able to become an SES unless you've had multiple experiences. But if you haven't, that you should go get them before, in other places. So the whole rotational notion of the SES, I think, is a very good one. And it's been one that's been hard to put into practice, and I think it deserves some attention. At the same time, I think, and again, I'll come to the Dean's List, I think, there's a bunch of questions we ought to ask the SES, and I think the Dean's List folks will be able to get started, which is, what are the issues they see, where they think attention is needed, and how do you make things work better?
You also mentioned that they should be able to take on big challenges. Have any in mind?
Well, I think this rotational question and how do you get, executive exchange in and out of government and around government, how do you make that actually work? I think that's an important question. I think if you looked at the phased retirement question or the retirement, people have been warning of an imminent retirement. It hasn't, wave, a big tsunami, folks talk about it. It hasn't happened, but you now have a new law called phased retirement, which would allow you to actually do some really smart planning where you're getting mentoring relationships, you're thinking about succession planning, and you're also able to both get some of your best people, keep their expertise, their knowledge of the institutions, et cetera, and pass it on to others. But that's not just going to happen. You need to think about how to do it. I'd say another area is this sort of cross-agency recruitment and hiring, whether for interns or for more senior people. It is, with cybersecurity being such a big important need, for example, it's crazy that we have all the agencies out doing this separately. So there's work underway, I know, in the IT area to do this. It ought to be done much more frequently across needs. And I think the SES could play a very strong role. But again, I think it would be great if some of the SES stepped forward and started to talk about, hey, here are the big issues we see, and yeah, we can take those on. We are the leaders of the federal government. We are the career leadership. We work closely with the politically appointed leaders.
It sometimes seems like perhaps they don't have as great of a voice as the political leaders who speak on their own, and perhaps those represented by unions who are just beneath them. This is sort of the sandwich layer.
I think the challenge is to make sure that they do, and that they exercise that voice. And if that's the case in some situations, why is that the case? So I've seen the SES be very strong, and I've seen other SES who sort of felt like, I don't have that voice. And I think that's, you want to make sure that you have this very small group of senior executives who are playing a very constructive role in thinking about the nuts and bolts of government and how do you make them work better, how do you make government work better.
We're speaking with Shelley Metzenbaum. She's president of the Volcker Alliance. You've described it as a group that is hoping to rebuild trust in government. So I want to ask you about that trust factor. How critical is it that the government has the SES when it comes to serving the American public? And how well do you think the SES is actually serving the American public?
Let me start with a second question. I think the SES, by and large, are serving the American public very well. And I think it is the responsibility of the SES to make sure that the government is serving the public very well. I don't think the public thinks very much about the SES at all. They don't care about the mechanics of government, but they do want the leaders in government to understand the public's needs, to communicate that well, and to deliver effectively. That's a key part of trust. And I think the other key part of trust that we know is it's engaging and involving people in that process, and not just having it be a government-decided process, but government processes that engage people and in the decision-making, in the determinations, as so that they have trust in the process. And I think the SES can and often do have those skills, and if they don't, they should get them. That should be a very important role for them, especially since they know the processes of government so well and the multiple objectives government needs to serve.
The public often hears about SES members when things go wrong. I mean, you can look at Lois Lerner at the IRS, the former head of the tax-exempt division. She was an SES member and has been called before Congress to testify about that. Same thing with SES members at the Veterans Affairs Department or a few years ago at GSA. Do you think the scrutiny, particularly from Congress, is warranted?
I have so much respect for the SES, who have to work every day with enormous scrutiny from Congress. We have a system of checks and balances in this country. Congress is a key part of those checks and balances, and they need to ask hard questions. I think the really skilled SES understand that well and build strong relationships with people in Congress, as well as, you know, across the executive branch and with the public. And it is that communication skill, which is also, I think, very, very important. It's part of a leadership skill. How do you explain tough choices so that decisions can be made? And then sometimes how do you have a thick skin? Because, you know, people in Congress need to get media attention. It's just part of the business.
So would you say that the SES perhaps have a communication problem?
I would say that the SES need to know how to communicate well. And I think that it's one of the things where the Volcker Alliance are trying to think about is, what are the skill sets? It's one of the reasons we wanted to have a dean's list out there, to be able to ask, you know, the most experienced and, you know, the people who excel in government, what are the skills you would still like to know? What's the training, the education you'd still like to have? What would you like your reports to have? What would you like the new people you're hiring to know? That's a good, you know, an important question. In a world of 24/7 media, in a world of proliferating low-cost media where things get attention all the time. I think strengthening communication skills, so it's open, it's honest, it's laying out the questions, but also so you really know how how to present the information. That's something that both requires knowledge and practice. And I hope that more and more SES get that knowledge and practice and help their political leadership as well.